Ah, man, I am in the house tonight. I was supposed to go to an open mic, but you know what? I was like, man, I'm tired, man. It's not like I'm tired of stand up. It's just that I had a long weekend. My son is almost terrible too. So he like that pre-terrible two trial right now. And he is just, he keeps me busy. So, you know, after I have him for the whole weekend, I try to kick back and enjoy my Mondays. My Monday is always my day. I try to catch up with everything. And I said, forget it, man. I just kick back and record a little podcast episode tonight. Because I don't want to go touch the comedy club. But thanks to technology, I can touch people right here on a podcast. I'm currently working on another podcast with one of my close friends. His name is Twan. Twan is gay, and I'm straight. So we're gonna try to mix best of the both of us together and make a pretty dope podcast. We actually recorded one episode already. I think it's pretty cool. I'm not really big on podcasts and stuff like that, so it'll be a new avenue for me, and it'll be a new following as well. You know, introduce me to another crowd, so it's gonna be pretty dope, man. Other than that, I just been taking it easy, trying to get myself together. I've been going to church. And I went to the smallest church I ever went to in my life. I mean, this church looked like one of those little houses that be on the miniature golf course. You know how you go you ever go miniature golfing, and they might have that one obstacle where you gotta golf through the little small house and come out the back of the house. That's how small that church. That church was so small. We walked in, me and my son walked in, sat down at the first seats we could find, and we was at the back of the church. That church was so small. That church was so small, the pastor couldn't even sit in the pulpit. He was sitting in the crowd. He was sitting in the crowd with us. You just see a nigga just get up and go start preaching. I was like, damn, this is a little church, man. But it was a nice church. It was a very family-oriented church. And I like churches like that. My dad was a somewhat of a pastor. So, you know, I'm used to going to small family churches like that. I think it's real nice when a pastor and his family can get together and have church and have communion. And then you got, you know, different types of people that was in the church. That's how I know the church really wasn't established, because it was all different types of life in that church. And, you know, me and my son, we sat in the back. We had us a good church time, man. It was all right, man. The choir was small. That church was so small, when the pastor started preaching, the kids had to go to another part of the building. Like, it was a really small church, but like I said, it was a real good church. It was a real good service, man. I just been trying to get myself together, mentally, spiritually, physically, just trying to be the complete man. You know, I want to be a complete man. I'm 31 years old, and I feel like it's time for me to get my act together, man. I don't want to be no 50 year old man just running around here just living life. No, I need to get my life together with God, and that's going to line everything else on up, you know. Get my mind right, you feel me? Yep, so I took a break off stand-up tonight. It's actually been about a week since I got up on stage, since the last time I got up on stage. And, you know, usually I start feeling bad, but like I said, man, my son worked me this weekend, but he was on one this weekend. He was wilding. So I really wanted to spend some time with him, taking him out to eat. You know, every chance I get, I want to take him somewhere and sit him down so he can know how to act when we in restaurants. And then we went to the park. Went to go see Lion King. Lion King was surprisingly very good. I liked the new Lion King, man. I liked it. I liked Beyonce. I like Childish Gambino. I liked everything about it, man. One thing I kind of like was scared of with my son, he got scared when he seen Scar. Like, the graphics was so, was that like a real life lion? Or I don't know what was going on. All this technology. And I don't know how they trained all them lions to battle like that. So I know it was a lot of technology involved. But it was very good, though, man. It was very good. It was just a little scary. Jason, my son, he was jumping out in my lap, As soon as he seen the lions, he didn't know what was going on. He had to kind of get used to them like a dog. And in the movie theaters, you know, the screen's so, everything is just so big nowadays, man. You're just like, wow, man, this thing, how they got all this, how they get all them lions to train like that? How you train that many lions? Those lions look like they was really trained. I liked it though, man. Like I said, it was cool. I'm ready to see a couple of these movies they're coming out with, man. And a lot of these Disney movies and productions, man, they starting to be black. Like, it's, you know, it's a lot of black actors, man. I'm just scared that they're using that to our advantage. Like, you know, we black folks, we real big on supporting black business when it's a well-known black business. But I don't want them to extort us to see us, like, you know, running to the theaters to support these black actors. And then, you know, it's just I mean, I don't mind a white man getting rich. It's gonna always be some rich white people in the world, but like, I don't want these people running to the theaters to support these what they think are like black productions, but it's not. It's like they just got like black people that's the forefront. Like, we need to support black productions too. You know what I'm saying? The Tyler Perry's, that's when we really need to be running to the theater. You know, Master P just came out with I Got the Hook Up Too. I think it was one of the worst movies of all time, but you know, as long as a black man made some money, I'm happy about that. But I don't want to be that way either, because I'm tired of niggas making money just because they black. Like, no, nigga, you need to put in the hard work and the dedication to put out some product that's worth it. Like, you're not finna just be making me buy shit because it's black. Like, that's not how it work. Hey, man, I'm black, man. Support. You got to support black. Yeah, I got to support black business, but I ain't got to support black bullshit. And I think that movie was some black bullshit. No disrespect, but hey, man, it is what it is, man. We in this business, man. We in this business. We get critiqued, you know. A lot of people can't take being critiqued no more. They don't want nobody to say nothing about them. No, we gonna talk about it. We gonna say something about it. We gotta say something about it. That's what we in this business for. Somebody gonna listen to this podcast, and the first thing they gonna do is try to critique it, and I'm gonna have to take it and build and learn from it. Yeah, man, I just wanted to talk to y'all for a little bit. This is going to be the first of many podcasts I'm going to be doing. Shouts out to Anchor once again. You know, they got me on a little sponsorship thing. I got me a couple listens, couple plays, and hopefully it keep on going up, and we keep on building. But y'all just stay tuned, and I appreciate y'all for listening. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram and my Facebook at J-E-T-T Wilson. That's Jet Wilson. And of course, I'll be keeping y'all updated with everything I got going on as well. Y'all have a good night, man. Y'all be safe.